You know that random time when you are kind of reading something and then you find some interesting article and then you dive deeper into that, and then that article leads to some other article, and then there is some different thing or different practice or a method which you come across, and then you are like, man, this method is super nice. I should use it. And then there are tools which they have mentioned in that article that help you use that methodology. Something similar happened to me. And I think I know it's very, very random, but this particular software is new and I have been using it for some time and it has been helpful. And I think it might be helpful for you also. Today we are talking about Obsidian. This one particular software, let me write the notes. It's a basic software, not something crazy technical. So you write notes in it, but it's about linking your thinking.
Your afternoon caffeine with Dailyish Pod is here. A creative podcast to refuel your day. Presenting your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
So one fine morning, I caught up in the morning, early morning. We had some party. Let me go back. It was actually the album launch of Bharat, the album by Nuclear and Ritviz. And we went for that party with Prachin. Then I had to go to my relative's place. So we were chilling there. So we slept late. But then I had a couple of Red Bulls at the parties to keep me up and dance. And then I got up a bit early, way too early than everybody else. I'm just sitting, couldn't go back to sleep. Next thing I do, natural thing, which shouldn't be the natural, most natural thing to do. Pick up my phone, started scrolling. Went through all the apps, Instagram and all the things which you usually check, and got saturated. I'm like, man, this doesn't make any sense. It doesn't help. Where else can we go? What else can I see on my phone? What else can keep me energetic or feed my hunger of consumption? Ended up being on Medium, a place where we read articles. And there was this one particular article, free article. I'm not a member on Medium, so I keep looking for the free ones. So it kind of helps you filter. And most of the interesting ones are usually paid, so you can't really access. So there was one article about Zettelkasten method of research. And I went through that. And I think it deserves a separate episode about talking about Zettelkasten. But this particular man, he had a method about writing his notes. So whatever ideas he used to get, whatever stuff he used to get, he used to write and link it to the other article, and he used to make some sort of structure to link these notes with each other, so that whenever he wanted to write a paper or a book, he could just bring the link and get all the chapters already pre-made, and then he used to make combinations of it and make books. And fun fact is, even after his death, people could still make books out of his work, because his thinking was linked, and his all the material was all in place and very easy to find, and everything made sense and everything was linked together. So he ended up also writing many things, I think 40 books and 900 research papers or something like that. Not sure if these are the right figures, but this is what I can think of. I think these roughly are the same, but 40 books for sure. So amazing method. Went through the whole article about how you can replicate that method right now in today's modern world. And then there was this software called Obsidian, that particular blogger had mentioned, where you could also link your thinking. And the software has multiple ways of using it. It's like kind of you create your own system of notes writing. And then he had written how you can use Zettelkasten in Obsidian to generate a similar kind of style. So then, next thing you know, which I did, got Obsidian on my laptop. You can also have it on your phone. And basically started writing. And it's a fun journey so far, because you kind of make tags in it. And then those tags are linked to each other. So then there is also a feature where there is a whole map, like nodes and like everything, like graph kind of a thing, where, for example, if I go on Dailyish Pod, then all the Dailyish Pod things will be linked to that, will get highlighted, and then I can jump into the topic, and then all the things on that particular topic will be connected. So it's like great way of kind of displaying all the thoughts, and this way all the notes make sense. They create system by themselves, and they don't just lie there like listicles in your note making app or note taking app or in your journal. So this was a really great exploration. And again, Obsidian, the app, once you start using, there are a couple of good tutorials out there on YouTube. But then it will take some time to generate your own system of how you use, which kind of hashtags you use for what, which kind of tags you use, how do you kind of structure everything and kind of manage everything. And that will take a lot of trials and errors. But definitely, if you get your system done, that's going to be super. So imagine you use it for 20 years and later on, if you just want to write a book or write something on, or somebody else wants to write something from you, they just see the links and then just they can just get tons of things clubbed together. Even your thinking gets some sort of structure, which is good, because then you can see this idea linked to that idea, and then that idea, and then that idea, instead of having just a bunch of ideas. So definitely worth a try for people who are always writing and doing stuff. And always making sense is one thing which I like. So even if there are multiple things, and if you can kind of connect them to each other, and if they come together to make a bigger picture out of it and make sense, I get like, boom, those kind of moments. So definitely check that out, and I'll catch you in the next one. Thank you for listening and watching. Thanks. ASMR.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailyish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.